A few verses in John 13. John 13, now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end, or to the utmost. The supper being ended, the devil now having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot Simon's son to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girt himself. And when he had poured water into a basin, he began to wipe the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. And he comes to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needs not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. I remember when I was a young man, and we were at the open ministry meeting, and the third speaker got up. I said, oh no, I thought it was finished. Well, I try and say something that will be practical and helpful to us, because we have seen in the verses in the Colossians that we are told to mortify our members that we have, and each one of us, we know what it is. We have desires in our own hearts for things which are contrary to the word of God. But here I believe we are touching upon that which will defile us from outside. The disciples, as we know in those days, they would have sandals, open toes, and as they walked through the dusty roads, the feet would pick up defilements. And as you and I walk through this world, we pick up defilements. And what we have in this verse, I believe, is the Lord Jesus meeting the defilements that we can pick up day by day as we move through this world. And it's not a question of deliberately going to these places. You go along the road and you see a sign outside a cinema which has obvious message in it that is contrary to the word of God. And that is the sort of thing that we can pick up day by day as we move through this scene. You go in someone's house, you put the television on, and there you see something that is defiling you. And we see here how the Lord Jesus is the one who can remove that evil, that anything that would hinder fellowship with him. He speaks in the opening verse, and it's wonderful to see that he loved his own, and he loved them right up to the end. He never stopped loving those disciples, and the Lord Jesus never stops loving us, and he will never put us through a condition that we will not be for our benefit. He rises from supper and he laid aside his garments. What a little picture this is of the Lord Jesus as the one that came from heaven. And he laid aside that glory that was his by right. He never ceased to be who what he ever was. He ever was God, and he never ceased to be God. He never laid aside his deity. He laid aside the outward glory that was associated with it. And he took a towel and tied it round himself. And then he came, he got the water, he put it in a basin. Now water in the Bible, particularly water, it speaks to us of the word of God. And we need to have the word of God in our hands, but not only in our hands, we need to have it in our hearts. And so the Lord Jesus here, he puts water into the basin and began to wipe the disciples' feet. Not only did he wipe the feet, and many of us are very good at finding fault with our brethren, and we can say to them, what you did was wrong. And we leave them in a miserable situation. But you know, the Lord Jesus, not only did he wash the disciples' feet, but he wiped them with the towel. The washing of the feet removed the filth that they had picked up through the day, and the towel gave them comfort. And we need to do two things when we speak to others about their pathway. Yes, we need to talk to our brethren if they're going astray, but we also need to have a towel, something to encourage them. It comes to Simon Peter, and Peter, you know, he said, "No, you are not going to wash my feet." I think it's recorded that Peter said no three times, and here he said no to the fact of washing the disciples' feet. In Acts chapter 11, is it, when he was saw the net let down from heaven, he said, "I've never eaten anything." He said no to going out with the gospel. And here he is definitely saying, "Lord, you're not going to wash my feet." And we may look at it and think, well, I'm sure if I was there, I wouldn't really want the Lord to wash my feet. Not that they were, not that someone else could wash them, but the greatness of the person. But the Lord Jesus said, "What I do now, you don't know." It wasn't just a physical washing of the feet. There was something spiritual connected with it. Peter said, "You never washed my feet." And the Lord Jesus said, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." And I want to just emphasize that statement. If your feet are not washed, you have no part with the Lord Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean we won't get to heaven. Everyone that is in heaven will be saved because of the work of the Lord Jesus upon the cross, because of his shed blood. Here is a question of having part with him now. We can have fellowship with the Lord Jesus today. We can have fellowship with the Father. And unless our feet are washed, unless the defilement is removed from our feet, how do we do it? How does a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to thy word. Peter said unto him, "Lord, don't just wash my feet, wash me all." The Lord Jesus said, "He that is washed needs not save. He that, if I wash," I'll get that right in a minute. Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Peter said unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Yeah, he said, "Wash me completely." And the Lord Jesus said, "You are clean." What does he mean by that? He means that here was a person, Peter, that was born again. He was a saved soul. And I speak tonight to those that are saved souls. I trust we are all saved souls, but we all need a feet wash. We all pick up defilement. And so the Lord says, "You're clean, but not all." Who does he mean when he said not all? Is there in this room a not all? Because here the Lord Jesus was clearly referring to Judas Iscariot. Do we not see something of the grace of the Lord Jesus when he took Judas's feet into his very hands and washed them? Something of the Lord Jesus's kindness, knowing that within a few hours he would be the one that would betray him to the enemies, and yet he washed their feet. And so just simply remember this verse: "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." If we want to have part with the Lord Jesus down here, if we want to enjoy his presence, there has to be holiness in our lives. We have to mortify what we had in Colossians, but also day by day, as we move through the scene, we pick up defilement, and that defilement has to be judged and has to be washed. And it is through the reading of the Word of God.